Blog Talk Radio.
With the loss of three children down in Franklin, Tennessee, Carrie McGavick was no stranger to tragedy and grief. So with rows of wounded soldiers lying on her bloodstained floor, she nursed them by the hundreds back in 1864. In 5 hours the battle ended, but for Carrie it lived on. For many long years after, the winds of war grew calm. And on the field of battle, bones in danger of the plow, moved to Carrie's graveyard, they rest peacefully now. In that 2-acre graveyard, over 1,400 lay, and to honor every soldier, Carrie kept a list of names, so they wouldn't be forgotten like so many others would. And now they live forever in Carrie's graveyard. Fathers searching for a loved one's name. When that name was written with honor on a page, they'd come by horse and wagon to mourn upon his grave. In that 2-acre graveyard, over 1,400 lay, and to honor every soldier, Carrie kept a list of names, so they wouldn't like so many others would. And now they live forever in Carrie's graveyard.
Good morning and welcome to Housie Padakan Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. We want to welcome you to our broadcast where we come on anytime from 7 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. at night. We are located, as I said, at 231 6th Avenue in a small town of Beatrice, Alabama. You know, as we look around the world today and the United States, and everybody seems to be going to that corner, that little piece of history or piece of life or whatever it is, we do not seem to be walking hand in hand anymore. And it's a coming change of the change master, Jesus Christ, coming back. Think about the struggles that's going place, the taking down of the Alabama, the Southern flag that's deal with the Confederacy, which the hate mongers among us on our white brother side have hijacked and used it as a rallying cry for the degradation of slavery that has been confused, and not to be confused with the reality of what slavery was about. Alabama and the states, the South, the United States of America, had a very special, horrendous brand of slavery. From the rose to hell was that brand of slavery. I went back today and I typed in 1864 in Alabama. That opening song is from a CD, God Didn't Choose Sides, a powerful CD that I come by, and we'll tell you more about it as the program go on. And what I found, this is the side of history that all mankind change and put things in history as they see fit. But the reality of 1864 is that the Civil War was going on. The war between the North and the South. Battle of Cherrysburg. The Battle of Cherrysburg, or sometimes the Battle of Cherbourg, or the sinking of this CSS Alabama, was a single ship action fought during the American Civil War. The CSS Alabama, you can find details about it in the Wikipedia, the Free Cyclopedia. CSS Alabama was a crew sloop of war built in 1864 for the Confederate State Navy. On 11 June 1864, Alabama arrived in port of Cherbourg, France. The Battle of Cherbourg. You can read about it. The Battle of Athens, 1864. The Battle of Athens was fought in Athens, Alabama, Limestone County, Alabama, on January 26, 1864, as part of the American Civil War. CS Alabama sank off the coast of France, June 19, 1864. On this day in history, CSS Alabama sank off the coast of France. That was on June 19, 1864. Learn more about what happened today on history. Find out for yourself. Hood at Gunnersville, Alabama. October 22, 1864. On this day in history, Hood at Gunnersville, Alabama, on October 22, 1864. Learn more about what happened today in history. Learn for yourself. 1864, American Civil War Battle Timeline. I'm reading from information that when I Google 1864 in Alabama, 1864, American Civil War Battles Timeline. January 27, 1864, Farragut, January 26, Confederate forces fails in its attempt to take Athens, Alabama. Confederate cavalry numbering about 600 men. The duel between the Alabama and the Kearsarge. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. K-E-A-R, Kearsarge. On Sunday, the 12th of June, 1864, the Kearsarge Captain John A. Winslow was at first, the assertion was barely credited, the policy of the Alabama being, I'm just reading from the marquees for the year 1864 in Alabama. Again, the sinking of the CSS Alabama by the USS Kearsarge, that's the U.S. battleship, on the 19th of June. April 21st, 2015, sinking of CSS Alabama by USS Kearsarge, June 19, 1864. Report by Captain Winslow, U.S. Navy Commander, the USS Kearsarge. The Battle of the Kearsarge and the Alabama, June 19, 1864, saw one of the most significant naval battles of the Civil War. The Union Navy had been hunting the Confederate cruiser Alabama for years. The Battle of Mobile Bay, August 5, 1864. The Battle of Mobile Bay was an important Civil War battle fought on August 5, 1864 for control of the import of the Alabama Gulf Coast. 1864, Alabama on eBay. We thank you for being with us this morning. We wanted to do and let you know that What God has for this country and for the man and for mankind is the payment and the justice for all of man's acts of sins and words and deeds. Satan is the manipulator and the controller and the troublemaker for all of us. For he's the deceiver, he's a liar, he's the father of lies. He is running rampant all over this land now, all over the world, because he knows his time is not long. Again, we want to welcome you to House Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. And the thing about it right now, no matter who you are, believe this old man, Freddie C. Howard in Alabama, that God is your number one friend. Not your family, not your mother, not your father, not your sister, not your money, not your bank account, not your company, not your car, but God is your number one friend. You put God as your number one friend, then your family, your car, your house, your land, all of which God has blessed you with, will be in God's hand. But the key to that, of it being in God's hand, is that you put God first. Again, welcome to House Production Gospel, Blog Talk Radio. May your day, may your evening be a blessing, so as God intended. For we work and we labor, and God expects you to enjoy the sweat of your brow, because he told you when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden and he banished you from the Garden of Eden, that you had to work by the sweat of your brow. Thank you. Thank you. And good evening, good morning, and enjoy the rest of the broadcast.
He cared so much for me.
So much for me.
And if you really want to get there, all you gotta do is believe and just make him your number one friend. Oh yeah. God is. Oh, oh. Thank you, Lord.
As you go about your day today, on your job, you have no job, you have no home, you have no car, but what you do have, God gave you the breath of life. You don't have the niceties of the United States, the niceties of any place at all, but you do have your mind. You do have God's spirit within you. Give God the praise, no matter what your condition is.
You did.
As we think about the vestige of slavery and racism, which is at the heart of the USA and this country we call America, which is a critical weighing balance in the condition which we are in this year, 2015, and in the years to come, as it grow even stronger, because Satan is the deceiver and the liar, and he has us all confused. He do not have me confused, and I hope he don't have you confused, because God is the maker and creator of all things. The Holy Spirit will lead you into all truths, that you, no matter who you are in this country or wherever you are listening to me, in the morning, in the afternoon, or wherever you are, God is in charge. Do not allow yourself to be deceived by what's taking place in this world. The things that you see around you, they will not last. What is going to last is your soul. You will spend eternity somewhere. This is only the first phase of it. God said it's appointed one time for man to die, and then the judgment. So be very much aware that God is still in control. And there is another chapter. Where will you spend eternity? In heaven or hell?